It's another edition of the Shooting USA Podcast, live at the 2013 NRA Show, Houston, Texas, from the Smith & Wesson booth. This time we've got outdoor writer Jim Shepherd with his initiative, My Time to Stand. Welcome, Jim, and of course, the voice, Jim Scouten.
Yeah, I want to hear about this, My Time to Stand, because in your case, you're not going to stand. You're going to travel the country.
Sit and sit.
Well, tell us about this now.
Well, I've been watching over the last 10 years. You know, a long time as a reporter. My deal is I'm a dispassionate observer. Well, the last 10 years, I've just about had all the dispassionate observation I can stand. And I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, of seeing, being nibbled to death. It's like we're being pecked to death by a duck. It's long, it's tedious, and we're going to wind up just as dead as if we'd been shot, you know. And I decided that rather than just sit around and write about what we needed to do, that I would try to be a good example. I know that's a reach for people who know me, but I decided the best thing to do would be to get out and show that the way to lead people is from the front, not from the back, because that's where our people seem to want to lead from their offices. You can't push a chain, you pull it.
All right, so you're going on the road.
I'm going on the road. I've got a Jeep and a little trailer that I'm pulling around the country that's all wrapped up with logos and stuff on it and says, My Time to Stand. And I've got a website up, My Time to Stand, number two, not T-O. And my whole message to people is simple. If you want to reverse some of the things that are happening, quit whining. Get off your dead butt onto your dying feet and move forward. Start with something that's easy to handle. Start with your school board. Go to the school board meeting, show up, and say, you know what? I think the zero tolerance thing where you call a cop if a pre-K kid goes makes a gun finger, you know what, is stupid. And I think people who do that are stupid. And I think you probably know that's stupid, but somebody's come here and made noise that we have to have zero tolerance. Well, who are you protecting?
Yeah.
Everybody but the people who need protecting. So I think this is a bad idea, and I want you to reverse it. If you don't reverse it and they don't listen to you, which I don't think will happen because they specialize in listening to the squeaky wheels. That's how the squeaky wheels get what they want. Just announce kind of casually, I'm running for the school board. It's amazing how much attention they pay to someone when they're running for their seat. You may even get them to come to you and say, you know, there's really no need for us to go through this. I think we can reach an agreement. Okay, good. We win. And you don't have to run for the school board. And why anybody would run for office, I don't know, but that's what you do. And if that works or doesn't work or you see that things are going to happen, go to the mayor's office, try the same thing. Go to the county commission, try the same thing. And, my golly, next thing you know, there may be people going to the state house to do the same thing. Because the people are trying to take our rights away. They've got their ears pinned back in Washington one more time. They're never going to give up. But they have realized they can't win it in Washington. They're going to try to win it in the state houses and in the municipalities. They're going to try to win. Okay, they got what they want in Colorado. Now they're going to move to the next state. They're going to, you know, in Washington, there's an initiative coming that they're trying to get on the ballot. That's going to be awful. Enough bad laws. You're spending my tax dollars to pass a stupid law and then wasting more of my tax dollars to defend a stupid law that you're going to lose on. You know it going in, but you're too ideological to admit you're wrong. Well, I can't stop it for everybody, but you know what? If everybody else doesn't get busy, I can't stop it for you either.
All right.
But I can go to you and say, look, all you got to do is get involved.
The examples are endless.
Oh,
we go crazy.
Yeah.
My wife sits and watches and throws, fortunately, soft things at the television set when the stupid stories are on.
Yeah.
She's a little right wing somewhere beyond Attila the Hun in her view of this
country. Attila the Honey is what you call her.
Yes.
Yeah.
This country going to hell in a handbasket. But what actually is going to happen out there? Now, you're going to roll into a town.
I'm going to roll into town.
Are you going to have an event? Or what are you going to do?
I am doing some pre-planning. A lot of it's going to be kind of extemporaneous. I'm kind of like, I said, somebody said, what are you doing? I said, I'm a Southern Baptist by upbringing. I guess I'm going to be an itinerant preacher. I'm going to set up my little tent and talk to whoever will listen to me. But I have a lot of events that I'm already scheduled to go to. And then Paul Earhart's pushing the word out for me. And Alan Gottlieb at Second Amendment that, hey, he's going to be coming through your area. And I'm going to be doing some gander and those sorts of things. We'll be showing up
so
and talking.
So Gander Mountain, maybe
Maybe. I'm not going to guarantee that because this probably scotched the whole deal for me telling it ahead of time. But it's just to talk to people. And the camper is not because I enjoy staying in a camper. I hate campers. But it's because if I stop once in a while in a campground in a truck and a little vehicle that's all wrapped up with the Statue of Liberty in red, white, and blue, and it says, my time to stand, somebody's going to ask me what I'm doing.
Good.
I figure
yep.
It's going to happen when I'm buying gas. It's going to happen everywhere else.
Now, are we going to get the chronicle of this trip through the Outdoor Wire as
we go? We are, and because I can't afford to not work, so I've got to work while I'm traveling, too. And we're going to be doing regular updates, and I'll be doing some Twitter feeds and stuff, and a little video now and again to upload to the site, just, who I am, where I am, and what's going on, and average people that show up. I'm going to do what I do most of the time, just talk to people.
Again, it's Jim Shepherd with the Outdoor Wire Network and talking about his new initiative, My Time to Stand. Jim, tell the folks how they can connect with Twitter and where else they can get the social media side of it.
Well, I'm going to have to send you to the website because I'm so awful at giving the Twitter thing. The website is mytime2stand.com.
Mytime2stand.com.
And then it'll hook you up, and if you want to, you can give us your email address, and we'll keep you up with what's going on. And we're going to be... I think the Twitter address is there, and the Wire will be doing some of it. And we're just going to try to let people know what we're up to. And let me answer the question. Somebody asked me, why in the world are you doing this? You're the least likely guy in the world for this. Well, maybe I'm the perfect guy because I am the least likely guy in the world to do this. I'm not accustomed to being in the front. I'm not accustomed to trying to motivate people or all that stuff. I'm just sit in the background and watch. Well, enough of that. Nobody needs to sit and watch anymore.
So years and years and years of top-flight journalism turns into action.
In the toilet. Because the minute I hit the road as an advocate of something, all the rest of that is suspect.
Jim Shepherd gassing up his Jeep, hooking up his trailer, and going on the road because it's time to stand.
Excellent. Thanks, Jim.
Sure.